Massachusetts rooftop solar nightmare. The allure of rooftop solar is undeniable, offering homeowners a chance to generate their own electricity and reduce their utility bills. This clean energy source has become increasingly attractive, especially among those who own electric vehicles, as it can help mitigate the volatility of natural gas prices and provide a sense of energy independence. However, the reality of installing a rooftop solar system in Massachusetts is far from straightforward, with homeowners facing a complex web of permits, taxes, and utility fees that can make or break their project. The case of Abe Walters, a Massachusetts resident who owns two electric vehicles and has installed a heat pump to heat and cool his home, highlights the challenges faced by rooftop solar enthusiasts. Walters had previously installed a small solar system but wanted to upgrade it and add battery storage to his home, hoping to cut his utility bill in half over the next 20 years. However, the permitting process proved to be a significant hurdle, taking around 8 months to complete. Walters' experience is not an isolated incident, as many homeowners in Massachusetts are facing similar challenges when trying to connect their rooftop solar systems to the grid. The issue lies with the utilities, which are allowed to charge customers the full cost of any necessary upgrades, even if these upgrades serve multiple homes and businesses. This can lead to a game of chance for homeowners, who may find themselves waiting in line for years to get their system connected. The Massachusetts Community Climate Bank loan that Walters secured was intended to help him overcome some of the upfront costs associated with his project. However, when he applied to National Grid to connect his new system, the utility company informed him that they needed to upgrade the transformer serving his house at a cost of $12,000. This fee was not included in the loan amount, leaving Walters with an unexpected bill. This situation highlights the need for greater transparency and coordination between utilities, homeowners, and government agencies when it comes to rooftop solar projects. The current system can be opaque and unfair, leaving homeowners like Walters feeling frustrated and uncertain about their ability to bring clean energy into their homes. The economics of rooftop solar are compelling, as evidenced by Walters' own words, "I almost want to cry because this is the right thing to do." However, the permitting process and utility fees can make it difficult for homeowners to take advantage of these benefits. It is essential that policymakers and industry stakeholders work together to create a more streamlined and equitable system for rooftop solar projects. The case of Abe Walters serves as a reminder that the last-mile barriers to rooftop solar adoption are often the most significant. These challenges can be overcome with careful planning, coordination, and policy support. By addressing these issues, we can unlock the full potential of rooftop solar in Massachusetts and beyond. As the demand for clean energy continues to grow, it is essential that we prioritize policies and programs that support rooftop solar adoption. This includes streamlining the permitting process, reducing utility fees, and increasing transparency around upgrades and infrastructure costs. The future of rooftop solar in Massachusetts depends on our ability to address these challenges and create a more supportive environment for homeowners like Abe Walters. By working together, we can ensure that everyone has access to clean energy and can benefit from the many advantages of rooftop solar.